I'd like to go ahead and call this meeting to order. My name's Joseph Kukunik, Joey, and Sampanoit. Couldn't make it tonight, so I'm vice chair. And I would like to introduce the new tribal member from Ala Kaliente Tribal Chairman, Jeff Ripken. And also, I was blessed our city manager came with me tonight, Sir David Lane.
Wow.
Okay, can we please have roll call?
Blythe?
Here.
Cathedral City?
Here.
Coachella?
Present.
Desert Hot Springs?
Here.
Indian Wells?
Present.
Indio?
Present.
La Quinta?
Here.
Palm Desert?
Here.
Palm Springs?
Here.
Marathon Lodge?
Present.
Riverside County 5th District?
Here.
Ala Kaliente?
Here.
Thank you. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Please follow me. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this particular time, it's for public comment. Any person want to address the executive committee? Seeing no public comment, I'd like to move on to the consent calendar.
There are executive committee and director comments.
Okay.
Item number 5, so any executive committee member?
I'll try to speed it up. You have any comments?
I do, and just to point out that two items were added to the agenda in advance of the 72-hour notice period. They're both consent calendar items. One is a particularly good piece of news, and that is a $150,000 wellness grant for nursing services at Roy's. That's fantastic. And the other item is was left off an earlier agenda and is an extension of the services of Jewish Family Services until October 1st. As you know, there is an RFP process to consider potential other bidders. That's it.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar.
Move approval of consent calendar.
Second. Well, that's fast. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to discussion items and action items. 2000 nominee committee recommendation.
Yeah, if you have to give a quick report, the nomination committee did recommend that Councilmember Joey DeConnick, City of Blythe, be your new chair, and that Mayor Don Adolph be the vice chair from the City of La Quinta. Is there a motion to accept the nominating committee's recommendations?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other nominations? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I oppose.
Just kidding.
Let the record note, it is unanimous. Congratulations.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you. I hope it's not a thing I'll never back here. Von Parks was supposed to be here and had a thing to take care of, and all of a sudden John Benoit's not here, so hope there's no follow-on for me next year.
No, you be here.
Okay, moving on to budget. A resolution on 2012-3 adoption of CBAG's financial year budget.
Thank you. Presented for your approval is CBAG's budget for fiscal year 2012-2013. The draft budget was presented to the Executive Committee on June 4th for your review, and staff has not received any further comments on the budget. Staff hereby recommends that the Executive Committee approve Resolution 12003, adopting CBAG's fiscal year 2012-2013 budget, salary schedule, and allocated positions. The Technical Advisory Committee and TEP Budget Subcommittee concurs with staff's recommendation. Staff will be happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
Any questions?
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
And move to second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item C, the Green for Life. Katie Burke. Katie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, honorable members of the committee. This item is a request for your authorization for a what's called a utility manager system. One of the benefits we have coming through Southern California Edison for the Green for Life project is a computer software that would allow cities to manage your energy use and hopefully save money, identify ways in which energy perhaps is being lost or wasted. This is a kind of an exciting new program that has been developed by the County of Los Angeles. And fortunately for us, they are the experts and have made this software available on a region-wide basis to Southern California Edison cities at a very reasonable price. Through the funding we've received from Southern California Edison, the energy software will be provided to those jurisdictions that are participating in the program. We're also looking into actually providing information about that to other jurisdictions who might be interested. Your staff report provides a lot of background detail about this utility management software, but I think the essence of it is it's an opportunity to identify energy savings and hopefully cost savings in your jurisdictions. And the intent is that by using that software, it would reduce your costs and therefore over time save you money that might be able to sustain the use of the software. It is fully covered. The cost of that is fully covered by the Edison grant. We are right now working with LA County to get ready to install that software. It actually hooks directly to the meter, which is great because it doesn't require additional staff time for installation and entry of data. It just monitors directly from your meter. So the request before you is to authorize an MOU with Los Angeles County. The MOU is in your agenda packet. We are having a legal review, and you would authorize the executive director to make final changes in that and then sign that and work with LA County. And I just want to very briefly give you an update with regard to Green for Life. We're very busy over the summer trying to finish up a lot of those elements. A lot of you will be seeing me and others from our team over the summer months. We're going to be at the City of Rancho Mirage Planning Commission tomorrow. We visited with Mayor Hansen in Indian Wells last week, and next week we'll be in Desert Hot Springs. But I do want to let you know I'll be contacting you. We want to get your feedback and input on things that would be of particular interest to your city with regard to this program. We have some great resources to provide information at your counters about energy efficiency for your residents. We're working on a website. We have a lot of different resources that we want to make available. We actually are talking with the tribes as well. We're working very closely with Margaret on that. So with that, I'd like to recommend you adopt the staff recommendation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any discussion? Questions?
Move approval.
Second.
And motion is second. And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to mine and D. You're lucky again, Katie.
Thank you. This is an item that you've heard about. We were successful in receiving a grant from the California Energy Commission to develop a readiness plan for plug-in electric vehicles. We've been able to go through an RFP process very quickly in order to accommodate the summer meeting schedule. We put out an RFP in May, and I want to express particular appreciation to the City of Rancho Mirage and to Bud Koff, as well as Pat Sforthout from IID, who helped us in a very short time frame review a series of proposals that we'll receive and make a recommendation to select a consultant. This plug-in electric vehicle program will go for a couple of years. It is a $200,000 grant with matching funds from CVAG. We received four proposals, one of which was from ICF International. That was the recommendation of all of the reviewers. It is a not-to-exceed amount of $200,000, and you would authorize the executive director to execute a contract with ICF and get us underway. We actually have a meeting later this week, with the California Energy Commission to officially kick off this grant, and once that gets underway, we will be contacting your staff. We've already contacted planning directors to provide technical input and get started on planning for charging infrastructure in the Coachella Valley. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Move approval.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is item E. Michael.
Thank you. We recently received a grant from the Strategic Growth Council for almost $1 million. And coupled with a $750,000 from the Riverside County Parks and Open Space District, we are ready to do the preliminary engineering and environmental for the Parkway 1E11. We were fortunate. We're the only organization in the Inland Empire and one of the few in Southern California to receive these grants. The action today, we're asking you that you authorize the executive director to release RFPs. Once we get those, we'll come back through this process for any contracts that will be awarded. Happy to answer any questions.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'm starting to like this job.
It's not always this smooth.
Just wait. Ready for me?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to present item 7F and item G at the same time, as they're both related to the interchange at Date Palm Drive. In 1999, CVAG first entered into a reimbursement agreement for the Date Palm Drive interchange and involved Riverside County and Cathedral City. In 1999, primarily it was to improve the intersection or the interchanges at Palm, Genoptry, and at Date Palm. With intermediate improvements, we widened. I guess we added a lane, two lanes, went to three lanes at Palm, Genoptry. We put in signals where there were stop signs. We put in signals at Date Palm as well. Those were meant to last for a while, and they certainly did, because we couldn't get much to happen. Couldn't get money with the time dealing with the. With the environmental agencies to get any kind of an environmental study done. Very long time went by. We finally got to a point where we could start construction, and we determined that more than just Cathedral City and Riverside County should be responsible for the local share of costs of interchanges. So in 2003, we went through a traffic study for all five interchanges, and we determined that not just Riverside County and Cathedral City should be responsible for the local share, but Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage also were determined to have responsibility for the Palm Drive Interchange project. So we went to work on the projects, and we were about to do some billing. We went to do some billing for the Palm Drive Genoptry Interchange in particular, and Riverside County presented us with a traffic study that indicated by their study that they didn't owe as much money as they were indicated to owe because of recent annexations by the city of Desert Hot Springs. And which was accurate. So the executive committee backed up and said, CDAC will now conduct traffic studies that are current to the time that the project is about to go forward in particular. So we did that for the Date Palm Drive interchange. And as a result, we hired Urban Crossroads. And they, I'm sure all of you recall, we went through a very painful presentation of their study and resulting in the approval by all of you at the April meeting of their distribution of the costs, of the percentages, I guess, not the costs, of the local share of the Date Palm Drive Interchange Project. The percentage distribution is shown there on page 63 of the staff report. And not only did the distribution change, but it also added two more cities to the project for distribution of the local share. So we had Riverside County and Cathedral City from the original reimbursement agreement. We added Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage for the 2003 distribution. And now we've added Desert Hot Springs and Palm Desert for the 2012 distribution. All that has already been approved. All the pain's gone. What we're asking you to do tonight is memorialize that with documents, with agreements. 7F is an amendment to that original 1990 agreement. It's amendment number 3, 1990 agreement, which changes all those percentages. They changed from the original agreement that was adopted then. 7G is to consider a sub-reimbursement agreement. CVAG General Counsel wanted to have a hard document for us to present to the jurisdictions who were not a part of the reimbursement agreement. She wanted it to be a paper document. So we decided on, rather than amending the reimbursement agreement with adding other people, we decided on a sub-reimbursement agreement for those who weren't named in that original document. We were presenting that sub-reimbursement agreement about the time the Palm Drive came up for payment, but we backed it down because there were changes coming up and we knew it. So now this is the first time we've presented the sub-reimbursement agreement. It now has all the proper named persons, and it has the proper percentages. The amount of the local share now is about $2.2 million. When we started all this, it was about $8 million, as I recall, about 3.5 years ago. So we have managed to keep, we provide whatever pressure CBAG can do. We push it down to a genuine number. I know that's a little solace for all of us that are struggling with budgets right now. The process now is we will, for Jefferson, we will do a study as close as we can to the point of start of work with enough lead time so the jurisdictions that are involved will have time to plan their budgets or plan at least the first year of payments for their budget so they can get into a cycle of payments and know what they're going to be facing. The request for the recommendation tonight from 7F is that you consider amendment number 3, the reimbursement agreement, by and between CBAG, County of Riverside, and City of Peter City for the interchange project at Dave Palm Drive Interstate 10. The recommendation for our 7G is that you consider a separate reimbursement agreement by and between CBAG, the City of Palm Springs, the City of Rich Mirage, the City of Desert Hot Springs, and the City of Palm Desert for the interchange project at Dave Palm Drive Interstate 10. We'd be glad to answer questions for either one of them.
Any discussion?
Move staff recommendation on 7F.
I have a second.
Second.
Been moved seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I have to be consistent with my prior votes and for the consensus of my council and vote no. My council won't stick with the 2003 study.
Yeah. We're all thrilled to pay, but that's the way it is, unfortunately.
We have one no vote and all yes votes on that item. Moving on to item number G, 7G.
Move staff recommendation for 7G.
Second.
Has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
One no.
Motion carried with one no. Thank you. I guess we're moving on to announcements. Are you? Am I missing a sheet in here somewhere?
That's it. General Assembly is right around the corner. Bar is right outside the doors. There's a little video presentation you could all watch while you're enjoying a beverage. And we'll get started at 6 o'clock on the General Assembly.
We're adjourned.